since 1988.
Welcome to America Tonight. At the top of every show, you know, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman joins us this time around. Jeff, always fun to talk with you. How you doing?
I'm great, Kate. It's great to be back on your show.
You know, it's interesting. You and I, of course, handicapping what's going on with the Republicans, and we all met up in New Hampshire when I was part of that Radio Row. It was fascinating to see how that unfolded. I think we all had a total of maybe 3 hours sleep. You might have had 2.5, something like that, right?
Who needs sleep, though? You know, I'm just going off 5-hour energy and Red Bull at this stage of life.
Exactly. That's what you have to do. So, Florida now is in the rearview mirror. Newt Gingrich is saying that, you know, moving forward, okay, now we're in Nevada and this isn't over, and has no way he's going to stop Eye of the Tiger, even if they sue him, by the way, for that Rocky III song. So, you're following as closely as I am, obviously. You watch this. What do you think it's going to take to finally call this for someone? I think this might really be more of a marathon than a sprint.
Well, I think it's going to go on for at least another several weeks,
yep.
You know, at least until Super Tuesday on March 6th. And I think that obviously Newt Gingrich has sort of a deficit at this point that he's got to make up. Not only, you know, has he lost, you know, a pair of states to Mitt Romney, and really he got trounced yesterday. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And Romney has sort of taken the driver's seat, but also from a financial standpoint, I mean, Romney is raising a ton more money than Newt Gingrich is, and Romney has something like $20 million on hand to play with, you know, as we move forward into the month of February. So Gingrich is at a real disadvantage, but I think that one thing that could help him is if you see the other candidates, Rick Santorum and Ron Paul, get out of the race. It seems likely that at least the majority of their supporters would gravitate toward Newt Gingrich if he's still running a respectable and credible campaign. That, I think, is really his only salvation at this point. Other than that, I mean, you know, in 2008, Mitt Romney won 5 of the states that are holding primaries in February. So he's you know, going to be the favorite this month. And then, you know, Super Tuesday, there are theoretically a couple states on paper that look like Gingrich should have a good chance, you know, Georgia and Tennessee, to name a few. But there are some big delegate states, like Ohio, for instance, that Romney might have a beat on. And it could be over after March 6th. So he obviously has a lot to make up.
Yeah, I agree with you. My target date was always Super Tuesday, and then we keep hearing, I've heard from some Gingrich people, they heard me say that and said, oh, no, we're going the distance, everybody's going the distance, we'll see. You know, it's just like horses, picking horses. We're all going the distance until suddenly they don't have any more gas or money. And they don't make the final turn.
and it's certainly all about money. I mean, in Gingrich, you know, he raised $5 million in January, which isn't bad, but Romney badly outraised him. And Gingrich, you know, Gingrich spent $3 million alone on advertising in the state of Florida last month. He's, you know, it was after the last quarter of 2011, it was reported that he was in debt, you know, to the tune of $1.5 million. So it's not clear if he's in the black yet right now, and if he has, you know, the financial scheme to keep him going. I mean, he does have he has friends in high places. Sheldon Adelson, the casino mogul in Las Vegas, has been sort of financing Gingrich, and he will probably continue to do so. And then there's also word that Donald Trump is going to make a major announcement tomorrow. Some rumors are that he will endorse Gingrich. And if he endorses Gingrich, you know, Donald Trump is a man who's pretty much made of money, and that could help Gingrich from a financial standpoint.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you were out at the White House, and the big story today is yet again another housing plan. So the president rolls this out. What's new here? And, of course, this is about the homes underwater, the foreclosure crisis that we've been going through. What are the details on that?
Sure. Well, you know, the administration has been looking at ways to ease the pain that homeowners are feeling across the country for a while now. And today's plan has more to do with helping current homeowners get out from being underwater on their mortgages, meaning these are folks that owe more on their mortgages than their homes are worth now. and the administration's plan would allow them to borrow money at a much lower interest rate, historically low interest rate, directly through the federal government in order to pay off their existing high interest rate loans, and that way they can sort of get back in the black and go on with things and you know, get a little relief.
Yeah. So we move from that to the other thing that happened on the Hill, one of the discussions, a bill to freeze federal workers' pay through 2013, and I guess it's gotten some pretty big Democratic support. Does this go the distance?
Well, it remains to be seen if it's going to pass in the Senate. It passed the House, and this is a bill that not only would freeze pay for members of Congress, but their staffs as well. The Republicans made a strong push to get this legislation pulled through, and they've already had their pay frozen for 2 years, so this would be a third year of having that pay freeze. You know, just a quick note, I mean, it doesn't effectively freeze salary for every single federal worker. I mean, federal workers are still eligible for raises and for step increases. What it does is it doesn't give them that automatic raise if they haven't, you know, moved up in their job or haven't taken another job from year to year. It cancels that. So it saves a little bit of money, not a ton of money when you look at, you know, the debt and deficit out there. But nonetheless, this is a thing Democrats really, in the Senate at least, are opposed to. They don't want it to apply to the actual bureaucracy. They'd rather have it apply to just members of Congress. There's also an interesting bill being floated in the House that would freeze, that would essentially not freeze, but withhold pay from members of Congress until they pass a full budget. And that's pretty interesting given the fact that Congress has not come together to pass a full year budget since 2009.
Yeah. One last one, the Stock Act. I guess I figured this would kind of be a layup, but now there are some people that are kind of bristling at this idea.
Well, the Stock Act essentially just, you know, bans congressional insider trading. But Eric Cantor, who's the House Majority Leader, says he has some concerns because it doesn't apply to the executive branch. He wants it to apply to the White House and to you know, various other agencies in the federal government, and it doesn't. So that's one holdup. He said yesterday that he if he can get that language inserted into the bill, he'll bring it up sometime in February. But I personally don't think that the Stock Act really goes far enough to combat the problem of collusion and corruption. I mean, if you go back and look at the original 60 Minutes report that sort of put the wheels in motion for this legislation, one of the big things that members of Congress capitalize on is the land deals. If you look at a guy like Maurice Hinchey, who represents a district in upstate New York, he's been able to capitalize on land that he owns up there and funnel money through the appropriations process to benefit, to secure projects to be built on that land, basically benefiting him from a personal standpoint. And that's a big thing. I mean, it's not just Hinchey, it's others that are involved in that, and this legislation doesn't do anything to combat that. It's a step in the right direction. It's very common sense. No one should be able to profit off of information that that the public does not have access to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things. So we'll see if Cantor can come to an agreement with Democrats to get it to cover the executive branch, then I think you can see easy passage.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I agree with you. It doesn't go far enough. Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News. Always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the so-called rehab, somebody somewhere, somebody, please won't you give a dime?
In Afghanistan next year. We knew this was inevitable, but now it just becomes more official when you have the Secretary of Defense laying it on the line. You know, this is it. We still have plenty of boots on the ground, and they're still very much at risk. And this is the same thing, missing the target, and ultimately what was the target? Pakistan. I mean, you can't tell me in Pakistan they didn't know, for example, that Osama bin Laden was right there in Islamabad for how long? 4 years? Come on. Who's the enemy? At least probably half of the Pakistani army and half of the intelligence officers over there, I'd have to say, are just riddled with corruption. So we're going to jump into what's going on in the Middle East, too, as well, certainly. But here the first thing up to bat is what's happening in the Middle East with Egypt. Egypt exploding. The riots, once again, in full swing. And it's interesting. I could rewind a show and play it back for you and say, well, boy, isn't she just saying the same thing? Yeah, we're talking about the same hornet's nest. And the fact is, nothing is settled. So it doesn't matter. You get rid of Mubarak, who was a criminal, ripping people off, taking the money, pocketing it, no doubt. But then ultimately, what is taking the place of that regime? And the answer is something that could be, in a way, at least for the United States, a lot worse. A lot worse. When you see, again, the shots of people raging through the street, the fires, the riots, all that same kind of thing that we saw, you know, less than a year ago. We were talking about that back into last year, at the tail end of the year and through the summer. I mean, just craziness. And this is where, you know, the rubber meets the road. As we talk about this pullout in Afghanistan and Panetta making it official, it is kind of like the eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I mean, it's our tax dollars. Where do you think, if we're playing this game in the Middle East, we need to be? Where is it we need to be? Or maybe, if we're saying goodbye to Afghanistan, are we just pretty much washing our hands of everything? Are we pretty much saying, okay, this is it? I mean, if there's something completely dramatic that we feel like we need to step in and do something about, we will. Otherwise, we're just going to watch from afar and let them sort it out themselves. Because Syria is the perfect example of that. I mean, the bodies are burning in the street, talking about that happening again in Egypt. What's going on with Assad in the meantime? Russia not willing to jump into the fray as far as the UN is concerned anyway. So you have scores of people that are killed in this riot after this Egyptian soccer match. They go completely nuts, bonkers. And you have people showing up dead on the streets in Syria for the past 8-9 months. I mean, clearly, if you were to be a fly on the wall and listen to what the Secretary of State has to say and the rest of that war room, and when they're looking at the Middle East and they're trying to figure out, especially now, look, we're cutting back on the military, we're pulling out of Afghanistan. I mean, where is it that we need to be? Where is it that, you know, we need to invest any of the money? Drones, speaking of drones or units or intelligence officers or that kind of stuff. I mean, where is it that we need to be positioned? If you look at the Assad regime and you look at Pakistan and this Taliban report in Pakistan, NATO, of course, downplaying that. You know, on this show, I always say I welcome all comments because it's about the buzz in the backyard. And we can't completely not be concerned with what's happening. We can't. Because, one, we invested a ton of time, almost 10 years, in both Iraq and now more in Afghanistan. And we've also gotten people killed who have been loyal to the United States. So, ultimately, where is our role in all of it? It's like Ron Paul running for president. He's getting clobbered because he's saying we need to just pull out of everything. We need to take care of our business at home. I mean, he's saying pretty much we should just be isolationists because we can't afford it. Because we have almost $17 trillion in debt, so we need to say adios to occupying anywhere, to being anywhere in the Middle East. So now Pakistan is scrambling to downplay a leaked report that had testimony by Taliban folks, people who are being detained, who say they're winning the war in Afghanistan and they're going to take over once the U.S. and other forces leave. And why? Thanks in part to those corrupt people I just mentioned, help from the Pakistan security services. Oh, yeah. So NATO saying that there is a report, it's the state of the Taliban. And the BBC and the Times of London got a hold of it. They did 27,000 interrogations of 4,000 Taliban prisoners. Do you think they were all throwing up lies or walls? So the top spy agency, Inner Services Intelligence, or known as the ISI, supports the Taliban in Afghanistan. You know, we know that. That's not necessarily new. But how damaging is this when we've been dragged down for the 11th year and saying, once they leave, keep your mouth shut. But once they leave, it's back to the Taliban. And is that a shock to any of us? But just so you know, why do you care, Mr. and Mrs. USA? Because Lives were lost, limbs were lost, and lots of money was lost. That money that Ron Paul is talking about, that outrageous deficit, partially due to the two wars we were funding. So we see that there's been problems in Iraq, and I'm scared to death ultimately that they roll back into what they were, where you have Shia and Sunni and Kurds all out for themselves. And now it just kind of flushes the whole thing out in Pakistan, saying that, you know, listen, we've had support from the ISI the entire time, so we're biding our time, and once everyone leaves, it's just going to go back to the way it was. That's what's going to happen. And what are we going to do then? The U.S. pulls troops out. What, are we going to go back in? No. Are we going to work with Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, and say, oops, maybe we came out too early? No. And sadly, what the worrisome thing is still the anti-American, Western, angry, hateful jihadists who swarm like buzzards in these areas and are able to have their camps, make plots, and pretty much rule the roost. And that's what's going to happen. I mean, you're talking about pretty much some of these Islamic countries that are pro-Mahajin. And you know what the Mahajin is? Of course, Islamic fighters. And they're the ones who went up against the Soviets in the 80s, and you saw what happened there. So how disappointing would that be in the announcement that, oh, yes, you know, we're almost done in Afghanistan. Then you see this report gets leaked to then say, well, geez, we did the best we could. We tried to rebuild roads. We worked with people. We did what we could in Kabul. And then to have this all also be re-racked. I mean, how awful is that? So some are saying, okay, the Americans are leaving too soon. Once we start to get strength and once we feel like we might be able to stand up on our own a little bit, you know, here's the problem. The Americans withdraw and then we're stuck because we're going to have all this internal fighting. And then what's going to happen is the Afghanistan people who were in the middle of this whole thing will be back right where they started before. Right where they started before. All right, John Boehner had some things to say about what we talked about at the top of the show, and that's yet again another policy to help people who are underwater on their mortgages. We're going to talk about that next here on America Tonight.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
All right, if you want to throw out your 2 cents on any or all of the things that we're talking about on this overnight highway, remember, I don't care what your stripes are, you're invited to this party. That's the thing. Wide open. Choose a lane. 800-259-5791. It's a tough question. It is. But I'm going to continue throughout this hour to throw that back up there. The Middle East, you hear about that report and the fact that you've got the Pakistani intelligence folks working with the Taliban to make sure that they're calm and realize, hey, you're going to get back to strength the second the Americans and the others leave Afghanistan. How does that make you feel, America? Come on. I know there's got to be reaction out there. Maybe your son, your daughter, your neighbor, your niece served in Afghanistan and risked it all. For what? It pees me. I don't have anybody in my family that served in Afghanistan or Iraq. I have lots of family members who have served previously, but I can only imagine. I guess what I would do is I'd have to block it out. And maybe I'm too aware, but I'd have to, if this was me and this was someone close to me that went one tour, two tours, three tours, however many, I would just have to say, I can't read any more about this. I can't hear about this. I can't listen to this woman on the radio talking about that they're all corrupt and in this together. And, hey, they rebuild a few villages. They try to help the people. They tried to work on the roads, and their buddies were blown to bits through roadside bombs. And for what? You know, for what? To me, it's infuriating. And if nothing else, if you wanted to even just be completely callous about it, forget it. To me, it's about the people who serve, the human life, all that. But if we wanted to just take it from the monetary point of view, oh, yeah, because that's my money. That's your money. That's my next-door neighbor's money across the street and on both sides of me. Where are our dollars going? We weren't there on the floor voting for this, but this is what happened. And boy, so many people behind this saying, yeah, yeah, this is the right thing to do. I mean, listen, we got to go after the Taliban. We got to go after terrorists. We got to smoke them out. We got to hit them where it counts. And that's what we got to do. That's how you help protect these shores, because you got to be concerned about what's happening elsewhere. And so then we got to help the other people. And then you read stories like that. And I'm sorry, Hamid Karzai, you don't think that he's right in the middle of it? He's selling his wares to whoever's willing to buy. So all this training, all of that hope that you're giving some of the people that really want to grasp onto the hope, it's, you know, for what? So maybe Ron Paul had it right, and he's not so kooky after all when people level him when he says, we just need to pull out of all that. We just need to get out of the Middle East. I mean, if you don't believe we need to get out of other places, maybe he's right. And maybe that's why he gets a hits a little too close to home for some people. In Washington, I'm talking about, when he says things like that. Because our deficit, which we're all paying for, you might not see it. You might not think you see it. It's like invisible money to you. But trust me, it's your money. You are paying for it. So if we let that deficit keep clicking up partially because of paying for those wars, well, that doesn't make me feel good. It can't make you feel good. I know this is a passionate audience, and I know you're out there chomping at the bit to react. I mean, would you do it all again and say, well, that's the risk? That's what you do. That's what you do when you fight for freedom. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net as well. Plus, like I said, we're going to check the mailbag at the end of the hour. Or 800-259-5791. Okay, closer to home for many of you. I mean, what's the piece of the American pie that we all try to grab? What did I hear when I was a kid? What are people always talking about? Owning a home. Get out of an apartment. Own a home. Why are you living in an apartment? You're throwing money down the rat hole. You got to have a home. So a lot of people grabbed on to that dream, owning a home. Problem was, they got caught, many, in that whole subprime lending fiasco where they bought homes that were way more than they could possibly afford. But nobody ever verified their income or asked a lot of questions. So now when these ARMs come due and all these other things, they can't pay it. And how many times have we tried to bail out those people that are floating down the river? I mean, that's the analogy. To me, I think when people say underwater, it's just, I'm a visual person. So I'm thinking your house is like underwater. You are, it's like ready to come out and float down the street because it's floating away from you. So House Speaker John Boehner said that President Obama's new plan to help those homeowners who are struggling to refinance their mortgages is draconian and will ultimately prove completely ineffective.
How many times have we done this? We've done this at least four times. Where there's some new government program to help homeowners who have trouble with their mortgages. None of these programs have worked. And I don't know why anyone would think that this next idea is going to work. And all they've done is delay the clearing of the market. The sooner the market clears and we understand where the prices really are, will be the most important thing we can do in order to improve home values around the country.
Yeah, you know, Boehner has a point. The how many times have we done this? He's right. It's been at least three times. I think this is the fourth time through whatever different means to try to, okay, how can we refinance? What can we do? How do we refinance? How do we help? I mean, by now, I would think somebody who was right on top of it, who was paying attention to what was going on, and they were in that situation would have grabbed that life preserver. Because they were floating around all over the place. Right from the get-go, there were ways to bail out of your situation with your house. And here we go again on mortgages. I mean, when do you say enough is enough? And, you know, here's the problem with that. The problem is, if you live in a neighborhood where that's happened to a lot of people, what is it doing to the value of your home? And you're caught between a rock and a hard place Would it be better and say, oh, well, you know, then, okay, so I killed myself to pay my mortgages and I didn't shoot high over my head and I could only afford a $180,000 house or $200,000 house, but I'm living in a $400,000 house, whatever it is. But I'd rather my neighbors don't have foreclosure signs up all over the place. So this plan, as what Boehner is saying, it falls short. The proposal, according to some, would make it easier for people to refinance their mortgage loans, but it still isn't even going to help the other people, the millions who are struggling to bail themselves out of this. So it's bad in one way, in one sense, and it's bad in another sense. I mean, really, it doesn't satisfy anyone. Because the Republicans who are, you know, the Republicans who are in charge, basically, when you look at the House, they say, you want to end this crisis, you got to require the guys at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to just step aside, to sidestep Congress and adopt a system of reduction. Just do it that way. And see, here's the thing. And this is what they're saying. They're saying, well, what about responsible homeowners? You know, what about embracing that? What about the people who have had this pay down plan? And that's, by the way, what was offered for people who were facing the greatest risk of foreclosure. What about all the people that have done that? What about all the people that have been responsible? So now we step in again? Again we do this? I mean, come on. You know, this guy, Edward DeMarco, who's running the Federal Housing Finance Agency, and that, so you know, is the independent group that regulates Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the agency that does that. They're arguing. I mean, you know, he's not willing, I don't think, to act in the interest of most homeowners and the economy. And unfortunately, it's killing so many other people. And California, boy, that's the worst. When I was giving out figures the other day, I know we bombard you sometimes with facts, but California, people are just getting killed in California. Either responsible or on the other side of it. I mean, these interest rates now is, they're, how low are the interest rates? 3-something, 4-something, under 5. It's under 5 now for most of them. So, but the White House proposal, which would be administered by the Federal Housing Agency, would cost between $5 billion and $10 billion. Now, how are you going to get that money? The proposal is to come up with a new fee on banks and other lenders. Well, what do you think those banks and other lenders are going to do to the rest of us? Raise fees somehow, because they're not going to take it on. They're not, even if it's in their best interest to stabilize the fragile housing market, I don't think they're just going to take on that $10 billion. I don't think that's going to happen. So clearly, we're stuck. We're stuck in this horrible housing crisis, because it's a crisis in some areas. But the plans, they don't work for me. I don't know about you, but they do not work for me. You know, do we just let the housing market hit rock bottom and say, okay, we've failed, we've tried, we've done this how many different ways? Or do we step in yet again? So your dollars, this seems to be the theme of this hour, your federal income taxes are going to people who overbought. They should throw us a party. Stay with us.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Well, it's now naughty and confused, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fell has got to hold on you. Don't spend your money, about to lose your home.
So welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, it seems like everything I'm talking about is about your tax dollars and mine. Notice funding the wars and then finding out that Pakistan is in cahoots with the Taliban and Afghanistan. We knew that these things were going on, but this leaked memos pretty much spell it out for everybody concerned. I think we just pack up and leave. Hey, we're taking our bombs, we're taking our boys, and we're taking the rest of the troops, and we are gone. If that's how much respect you have for us, we're just going to end it now. Start moving them out now, Leon Panetta. Forget about it. I mean, give me a break. And then this thing with the houses. So, you know, the guy around the corner lives on the golf course. You're three streets over. You knew you couldn't afford $400,000, $500,000. But you're paying for him. I think that what they need to do then, if this is the way we're going to do it, they got to throw a big party. They got to spring for all the food. They got to spring for everything to say, thank you. Thank you, neighbors, for bailing us out. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Let's move on to a couple of things, including I said we would talk about Mitt Romney, if you remember, in the beginning. And in all of his wisdom, I don't know what he's thinking. I mean, this is a pretty big gaffe, and if naturally everyone picked up on it. But especially when you're uber rich, you know, when you're living off your interests, and I'm a capitalist, and I agree that if he worked hard for it, which he says he did, and he got the money, hey, he's entitled to that, right? Even if he's paying whatever taxes he's paying, he's living off the interest. But, you know, it's never good. It's never good to be that guy that has everything and then get caught discombobulated and making a remark that doesn't make sense to most people. So I want you to hear the remark about being concerned about the very poor. Check this first one out.
I'm in this race because I care about Americans. I'm not, concerned about the very poor. We have a safety net there. If it needs repair, I'll fix it. I'm not concerned about the very rich. They're doing just fine. I'm concerned about the very heart of America, the 90, 95% of Americans who right now are struggling, and I'll continue to take that message across the nation.
Okay, so what happened was he was answering reporters' questions. There's always these press availabilities, and it was on his plane. And so he said what you just heard. I'm not concerned about the very poor. There's a safety net there. If it needs repair, I'll fix it. I'm not concerned about the very rich. They're doing fine. I'm concerned about the heart of America, the 95% who are struggling now. So then he felt compelled later in the day. I want you to hear this next comment. I think we have the second comment of it. Check it out.
Of course, I'm concerned about all Americans, poor, wealthy, middle class, but the focus of my effort will be on middle-income families, who I think have been most hurt by the Obama economy.
I know you can hear the swoosh of the plane in the background, but that's the comment everybody got. He clarified it and said, of course I'm concerned about the poor, because, you know, that just went viral. The second he said, I don't care about the poor. That's all anyone heard. Romney does not care about the poor. He says he had to take it a step further. He said, look, there are holes. There are holes where people fall between the cracks. And so the government has a responsibility. So, you know, we do what he wanted to say further was we've got Medicaid and housing vouchers and food stamps and earned income tax credit. We have ways of helping the poor, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, that's what happens. Got to be careful not to walk right into the Fox trap, because that was the story. When I woke up, that's the first thing I saw. Romney says he doesn't care about the poor. It's like, oh, how did he ever let that leave his lips? And sure enough, there was more that had to kind of be flushed out. I think he's gotten beyond that. I don't think they're putting the noose around his neck just yet for that comment, because it was re-explained several times later in the day. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. Oh, boy, do we...
DeMail is here!
Ah, there's Homer. Sometimes he can't always keep up with me, I know. I've gotten a little slimmer, a little faster when I run down to go check the mail. So I say this all the time, and it really is the truth. The mailbox overfloweth, so I try so hard to make sure that we check the mail, since I invite you two ways. I know people work. There's a couple of people that work. That listen, well, more than a couple. A lot of people are working during the show, can't jump on the phone line, so they hit us up through the magic of the internet and the snail mail, the email. Here's one from Annie Jennings, who says, hello, Kate Delaney and America Tonight. I just want to say it's ridiculous that we are bailing people out who knew they couldn't afford their homes, yet they signed on the dotted line. They're living in mansions, and maybe they're sweating it out, but we're bailing them out yet again. Obama's pitch to help people underwater, does he realize who he's talking about when he says things like that? Annie, you're not the only one who thinks that. It's not, that's what we're seeing. I mean, it's that subprime lending thing. It's not everybody falls into that category, but let's say a lot of those homeowners do. So yes, they knowingly got in those houses, and I think we're all over that, except for that it keeps coming back again and again and again, and you've got these low interest rates, and there was a payback program. So what, people didn't take advantage of that? So they're just going to roll the dice, see what happens. We'll just squat. We'll just see, if we can get bailed out. Yeah. I understand where she's coming from. Jacques says this. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show for quite some time. I have to agree with your analogy of the Republicans moving from state to state like the circus big top tents that used to move from place to place. Sometimes they scurry under the darkness of the night just to get out of town. That's the feeling that I got in Florida, that once Mitt Romney claimed everything, boom, everybody else just scattered to the wind. Yeah, it was a big win for him in that primary because it was a winner-take-all situation, but it's not done yet. it's not done yet. So what happens in these next caucuses and couple of stops? I mean, will we see some kind of a big flip-flop? There are so many people that are coming out of the woodwork to fall all over themselves and back Newt Gingrich, whether it's a Sarah Palin, who definitely has some sway, she's a kingmaker in the Tea Party, or a myriad of other politicians who are backing Newt Gingrich and really say that he's the guy. I mean, he's Reagan-esque. He's the most conservative guy up there, or whatever it is, for whatever reasons. But it's almost now just so missing its mark. It's almost like an act of desperation. And it's like Mitt Romney has regained his footing as the establishment guy. The guy that, whether you think he's being rammed down your throat or not, he's the one. He's the chosen one. People might not like it, but it seems as though it's the natural selection process for the GOP. So it's not a game ender for anybody. Florida wasn't, but it does spell some trouble. And the thing is this, that Romney has the money. Romney keeps getting some big checks from the super PAC. You know, he'll get a million here, a million there, and that money has allowed him to really bombard the states that he's been in with serious television ads. And the negative ads attract attention, and he has people backing him up, including Donald Trump, who ran to Nevada to say his guy was Mitt Romney. It surely seemed as though he was going to back Newt Gingrich. Remember when he was going to have the debate and he would moderate it, and then he ultimately would say who's he's endorsing. But the Donald threw his weight on the Romney campaign. So just another endorsement racked up for Mitt Romney. All right, let's take another one here. This one comes to us from Sam in Indiana, who says this. Have you been paying attention to what is happening in Egypt? Those soccer fans rushing the field after the game. What thugs? Who would even want to visit Egypt at this point? Ridiculous and sick, the pictures that I saw. Kate, you should talk about that. I think I did mention it in this hour. 74 people were killed in all, almost 250 people injured. The soccer fans went crazy, rushed the field, and it was a victory that they were so supposedly celebrating. There was a stampede. It was just another bloody day, I think, in a country that's used to some of these melees, only this time it was about sports.